The U.S. Supreme Court, I should say the U.S. Senate, it is expected to confirm Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court Saturday, following weeks of controversy stemming from sexual assault accusations and attacks on his character and temperament. The vote Saturday resulted from another key vote the day before. AP's Warren Levinson explains.
Maine Republican Susan Collins became the decisive vote for Brett Kavanaugh, declaring him a qualified and objective judge.
My fervent hope is that Brett Kavanaugh will work to lessen the divisions in the Supreme Court.
Collins says she didn't see evidence to back up charges that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted a girl when they were teenagers. Joe Manchin of West Virginia announced he'll be the only Democrat to vote yes. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska will vote no, which would make the anticipated tally 51-49. I'm Warren Levinson.
The U.S. Senate again expecting to vote sometime later this Saturday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Japan on his way to North Korea. Before leaving the U.S., Pompeo said he hoped to develop options for the timing and location of the next summit between President Trump and North Korea leader Kim Jong-un.
They're happy to be going back to get another chance to continue to advance the commitment that Chairman Kim and President Trump made back in Singapore in the second week of June. I'm optimistic that we'll come away from that with better understandings, deeper progress, and a plan forward, not only for the summit between the two leaders, but for us to continue the efforts to build out a pathway for denuclearization.
This is Pompeo's fourth trip to North Korea this year. It comes as Washington is resisting calls from Russia and China to relax tough international sanctions against North Korea. The European Union and Britain will reach a deal on Brexit in November. If they do not do so this month, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker told Austrian papers. His optimism was echoed on Saturday by European Council President Donald Tusk, and said that their rapprochement had grown in recent days. This is VOA News. The public identification this week of more than 300 suspected agents of Russia's military security service, the GRU, is being dubbed by security analysts the largest intelligence blunder in Russian post-Cold War history. Prompted by the midweek disclosure by Dutch and British authorities of the identities of four Russian GRU operators accused of trying to hack the headquarters of the world's chemical weapons watchdog, the investigative journalism consortium Bellingcat subsequently trawled through a publicly available Russian traffic record database, which unearthed the names and details of 305 other individuals thought to be working for the Russian intelligence agency. The United Nations says it's seeking $50.5 million from the international community to provide relief for the 191,000 Indonesians affected by last week's earthquake and tsunami in central Sulawesi. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration has deployed three experts in disaster relief to Sulawesi to oversee its extensive relief operation. IOM spokesman Paul Dillon says a priority will be to reach people in hard-hit areas that remain inaccessible.
Part of the problem is the areas that are closest to the tsunami, where the tsunami hit hardest, are literally buried in mud. So you have people circling those areas trying to get in, but it's literally inaccessible. You're 200 meters from the remains of buildings, but you can't actually get into those areas because the mud is thigh or waist deep.
On Saturday, IOM will deliver more than 83,000 liters of drinking water in reusable plastic bottles to Donggala, one of the worst affected towns.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. Brazil's far-right presidential candidate Jair Bolsonaro has widened his lead over leftist Fernando Haddad ahead of Sunday's election and would win a likely second-round runoff later this month. Bolsonaro's support grew to 36.7% from 28.2% in the previous poll. Romania is holding 2 days of voting on a proposed change to its constitution that would define marriage as a union between a man and woman instead of a union between spouses. Same-sex marriage is already prohibited under Romanian law. Critics say a change in the wording of the constitution will make it just about impossible for gays and lesbians to marry anytime in the future. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of OA 1. It's